Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show this Monday morning. It is already April 2nd. It is a wonderful Monday. It's nice and cool out, and it's a great time of year. I hope the weather is changing by you guys. Interesting or not, raining or not, that it's just changing and that we feel that we're on the way to more change. But there just seems to be a really powerful, very strong momentum going. Everybody I know is like the stuff they've been talking about for years is like happening now. And, you know, after hearing them for years, I'm like, wow, this is it. This is what it's like. This is how it feels. And can we accept how good we feel? Well, the only way to get there is how to shut down the voice of doubt and doom that lives in our heads. I get that when something's bothering you and there's a problem ahead of you, and it's happening to your life right now, and you need to clear it up. You need to talk to someone. You need to complete something. I get all of that. The voice doesn't stop. When you're okay, or you feel like you're growing, then what does that mean? How do you get it to stop? Because there's a trick to it. And I can't believe that until now, in all of our lives, we haven't found that or talk about it very much. Brush it off with a big, I'm okay. I'm okay. I still remember a guy at the gym, and he was walking by me. I'm like hanging on a machine, and someone says hi to him and asks him how he is. And I literally was a fly on the wall hanging off the top, and he's like, well, same poop, different day. And I thought, this guy is young. He's fully retired. He's made so much money. He has 3 boys, beautiful wife. And he walks around like he has to carry that body everywhere he goes, like it's a chore. And sometimes we feel that way, but he was that way. Like every day, to even say same poop, different day. Who would say that? And we're like top of the morning here. But we all have that voice, and it shows up and it harasses us, and then it leaves us hanging, never gives us an answer. And it talks to us like it is unbelievable. If anyone else talked to us that way, we would literally take them down somehow. And yet when we talk to ourselves that way, we actually feel comfortable, like we're home, like we're in the place nobody knows about. And it's a place that takes such big leaps of love and of growth from us that we don't even know it because we are so used to it. We're so used to it. Why do we let it? The bigger question is, how do you talk back to it? What do we say to ourselves to give ourselves some kind of ammunition just to stop it from taking away from our best selves, from us simply because we cannot see that voice for what it is? And what is it? Why is it even there? And then truly, it's there because it's our ego. And I know we have a lot of, I don't have an ego, or I have an ego, or I fight ego every day. But it is the pure ego, uncensored. And that's why we always say the ego is bad, but nobody really talks about what the bad means. And we think it's the outward stuff of someone loving themselves, caring about themselves, not caring about other people. But the ego, that little thing that's invisible, just like our soul, it's invisible. Can you imagine? And it's taken down so many lives, it's not even funny. Not even funny. I've seen it. And what does it do it? How does it do it? It comes in on a day you're feeling kind of weak, kind of low. Those are the days we expect it. But let's talk about the days when you're doing great. And then all of a sudden it just comes in and it shoots out from the side and knocks you down. And tries to remind you that you're not so great after all. You're not doing anything extraordinary. Not that you even thought you were, but all of a sudden it's talking to you like that. What if something happens? What if something happens to you now? Oh, you're happy. Oh, something's going to happen and take that away. Don't get too happy. And that's the part I want to talk about today, is how ego sounds when you're on top of your game. Because that voice of doubt and doom that comes in and wants to take over, it's almost like it is specially designed to force you to tell it to be quiet and get out of your head. And by the way, you can. And you can just say that. Like, that's not even my natural thought. Get out of here. And it will, because it's obedient to your free will. So the trick is that most of the time when that voice is there, you want it there. Not because you went out and said, I want to feel bad today. But when you do feel bad, that voice for years has given such comfort that it's a part of you. But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be that way. There's so many things that are away that don't have to be that way anymore. When you legitimately feel bad about something, it's different than when nothing weird or bad or hard or difficult or challenging is happening, and yet you're fighting what's going on in your head over and over again. And it tries to say, well, what if this happens? What if your child gets hurt? What if your parents don't love you. What if you don't love your kids even? It will go that far to try to separate you from the people that do love you, try to separate you from people just because of one little thing, but not seeing anything good about them or even about yourself. It's a way to deal with it. And this is such a classic thing that I can't believe we never thought of it before. And all Christ said was, say it out loud, what you're hearing in your head. Mumble it to yourself, and you will hear how ridiculous it sounds. And you will also see the difference between who you really are and what those thoughts sound like. So that when they come into your head, you have a way, some kind of recognition, can tell it to leave. It's like somebody coming into your house that isn't invited, but they showed up. And let's say you said you liked them and they stayed. And then they stayed. And then they stayed. And they never left. And then they blame you for them not leaving. And then they threaten you that they can stay there by law. What law says that our voice can talk to us like that, or our mind can talk to us like that? Because when you hear yourself mumble what goes on in your head, you will immediately know that's not your soul, that's not your heart. Where did that come from? And it's truly ego. If you have to say Earth has characteristics, is one of the characteristics of being on Earth. It's only here. It doesn't exist at home. It doesn't exist anywhere. It only exists on Earth. And the reason it is so unattractive to us when we hear it in ourselves is because we believe it. We don't even know that it's not us sometimes. It's the tape. You know, when people say your tape, you turned on the tape, and it used to be a big thing in therapy for a long time. Shut off the tape. I remember some therapists telling people, it's your movie. You decide who the characters are. You decide who this and that. But you can also decide that that's not your voice and recognize that it's not your voice. And when you say it out loud, you wouldn't even recognize it as a characteristic of you. So Christ took it a step further and he said, you can say it out loud and you can hear it and you're going to know right away. Take it one more step and pretend that you're actually telling someone the stuff that goes on in your head. Literally telling someone, face to face. The reaction would scare them and would scare you, that you would accept such a voice. And then, after you do that, think if somebody else came to you and said to you exactly what you just said to them. What would your reaction be to hear that from somebody else telling you that that's what goes on in their head? Because what happens is, it's like, you know, the vampire that if you wakes up during the day, I don't remember what happens to a vampire when that happens. They shrivel or something from light, or, you know, you have all these different ways to scare the vampire. Well, that's the same thing. Once you start saying it, it starts looking like what it is. Once, not only do you say it out loud, but you envision, or you do tell someone you trust very much, or they tell you back what goes on in their head, or imagine someone telling you what goes on in your head back to you, it will startle you what you have accepted all of this time. That voice is so powerful. It's so powerful that now, as I work with people, I'll find out that that's why they never did the job they wanted most. They didn't marry the person they loved most. They didn't live in the house they wanted. And they could have. When there's that invisible wall that decides that it's stronger than you because you let it be, that's what happens. So then we feel frustrated. If we let that voice continue to talk, I remember I went to go see Marianne Williamson once, and she said, if you keep listening to ego, it'll get you to kill yourself. And I thought, well, that's a little extreme. But she wasn't extreme. She just knew that. I was younger, I was much more optimistic. I fought that voice in my head for a long time by then, so it never took me that far. But I remembered once in my life when I was so tired. I didn't want to take myself out, but I did want to sleep forever. I guess that was my way of just letting all of this craziness, pressure and stress and whatever was holding me down at the time. That's how I thought of letting it go. But she was right. Anything we don't attend to will take that route. And anything we do attend to won't. So why not attend to this? Why not pay attention to what takes care of us and what doesn't? And the stuff that doesn't, we can shine a light on it and see what it is instead of thinking, oh, I'll just shut it down and make it go away. Say it out loud. Let yourself hear the stuff that takes place in your head, because that stuff that takes place in your head is what runs your life. That's the decision maker. That's the filter that it goes through. Imagine. And no one deserves that. No one on earth deserves that. We have had decades and decades of listening to that voice outside of our heads through advertising and media. People had made livings out of creating movies and creating shows and creating commercials that address that voice in our heads. And we buy because we listen to that voice in our heads more than we listen to the things that don't belong in our heads or that do belong in our heads. They address every fear, insecurity, nuance to our fear and insecurity. And we say, wow, I never thought of that. I need that. Wow, I never thought of that. I need that. As time has progressed from when I was a little child until now, every single body part of our skin now has a special cream for it. Whether it's our chest, our neck, our ears, our face, our eyes, every single part of us, to make it look younger. Because it is known that when we look in the mirror and we get older, we say, oh, wow, we're getting older. And they, all of a sudden you turn the TV on and it's like, are you getting crow's feet? Are you getting this? Are you getting that? We even have names for everything as though it's unusual that we're going to get older, or it's undesirable, or it's all about looking younger. But you cannot look younger if you don't feel younger. You can't. It's impossible. You may look younger, and the minute you open your mouth, your insides come out. And how you feel about yourself. So many times I've met people that I have seen for a long time, whether it was at school functions for the kids or parents of friends of ours, whatever it was. And the minute I talk to them, I say, wow, they feel that way about themselves. And sometimes it would discount them in my mind, not take them away, but I would say, oh, They worry about those things. That's a long road from wherever, here. And sometimes it overwhelms me. I don't know how to react because I don't have the time to fix it all. And once in a great while, when I do have that time and I do explore, I am shocked at what the people that I thought were doing just fine were thinking about themselves. talk out loud. Listen to what comes out of your mouth, even when something hurts you, even when something is painful, even if there's something you're trying to figure out and it's waking you up at night and you're twisting and turning and you can't figure out why you're not sleeping and why this is bothering you so much. You might have heard something during the day and it hurt your feelings. The other person didn't know, but they actually told you so much that it affected you. And you're trying to figure out, wow, how can my girlfriend have said that to me? Or how can my boyfriend have said that to me? Or how could my husband have said that to me? Or how could my boss have said that to me? Or my child? And not knowing that that would have hurt my feelings. But then you have to ask yourself, well, wait a minute, why did it hurt my feelings? What is going on? Instead of feeling bad about yourself and say, oh, well, this stuff always happens to me and I deserve that. And, you know, I'm so dumb that I always fall for everything. Say, what am I really thinking about here? What is really bothering me here? What have I seen here before? That's objective. There's something that Christ talked about. And now I can say, now we're in the month, about 16 years ago. He talked about objective love. And it takes a lot of experience to understand what objective love means. And it's taking yourself out of the equation of what you're looking at and just saying, okay, a person is here right now and another person talks to that person like this and this is what they say and this is probably what they meant, but I don't know for sure, so I need to investigate. Let me ask questions. Okay, by this, did you mean that you're okay with things not working out or working out? Are you okay with how we're doing this? Do you feel safe? Do you feel secure? Do you feel happy about this? But you start, and it alleviates the anxiety that we build up in our heads and we hold on to and we just don't even breathe it out. It just stays there. Talk it out loud. Talk it out loud. If you're in your car driving to work, talk out your things out loud, whatever is in your mind. Hear it. Give it a stage for a minute so that you can see why it's able to take away from you, why it has power over you. Activity. Think of it in truth. Truth is truth is truth. You can't change the truth. Sometimes we don't want to hear it. Sometimes we fight it. But you can't change it. So maybe you can dance around it for a while. No, I don't really do that to myself. No, I don't really talk like that to myself. And then all of a sudden you realize, maybe I do. Hear it. Hear it, hear it, hear it. It is truly the silent killer of our best thoughts. It is the bridge that we don't walk on to get to the other side and then wonder why we didn't get to the other side. And sometimes we get to the other side without it and then we invite it back in. That is a question in itself because that's where self-sabotage kicks in. It's when you do get where you want to go, and then all of a sudden you're taking it away from, no. Well, you know what? That was kind of easier than I thought. Well, I really didn't do anything. Well, that just happened to me. I'm not really confident that I did that. I achieved that. You did, and that's what it looks like. And when you can accept this, then your brain wants to go further and further and further, and it's not that big of a deal to your brain. But we've turned everything into such a big deal that we think that once we get what we want, something is going to happen that takes it away or takes us away from it or sidetracks us or lateralizes us. This is the day of us knowing that. Just knowing it. We've talked about it here and there in shows. Now we've have over 1,000 shows now. But every time we get a little bit more clear just about how to pay attention to the stuff that just rolls right in, decides it owns our body, directs our soul, and most of that time it's without our permission because we think that's the way things are. But now we're getting so clear that when things aren't right, we're not right either. And the only way to pay attention to who we are is to hear ourselves the way we hear anything else, the way we hear a TV, the way we hear a radio, the way we hear a friend. We need to hear us. Doesn't mean we rant on Facebook or social media or this is a personal thing. Once we figured things out, then we don't rant anymore. We speak. We say, hey, check this out. Check that out. When I hear women, this one has been big lately, really complain about the fact that when they're out there dating, they want to know why it's so hard to find what they believe is quality people. And I say, they're out there. They're out there, people that would be right for you. I don't want to know about quality. I don't know who's quality and who isn't, but the right person is out there for you. But who's the right person inside of you that's looking? What do you really believe you deserve in life? Because if there's anything it's going to show up in, it's going to show up in a partner you have chosen. Because wherever it is you are at is what you're going to attract to because that's what you know. So if that voice in your head is really loud that says, you know what, I deserve to be in a good relationship, in a healthy relationship. I want to be in a relationship where two of us can speak to each other and understand and we're speaking the same language. And that relationship is with you. When you are speaking the same language in your head with yourself, then you will recognize that language when you meet someone. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, or a child. When the same language that's inside of your head matches the language that comes out of your mouth, well, it will then match the person you will meet so that you have someone you can speak your language to. And the biggest takeaway today is to not isolate yourself with that voice. A sounding board. Hear it. Pretend someone is saying it to you. How would you feel to hear that? What would you tell them? And then to push yourself through the strength to actually do that. You guys, I love you so very much. The time is already up. I feel like I've just been here for 5 minutes, but I will see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday. Listen to what goes on in your head. I love you so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.